720 WGN. Ken Smith with you on this Wednesday night slash now Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us. Right now, joining us in the studio is Sarah Stanger. She's the co-owner and co-chef of the Prairie Grass Cafe, and that is in Northbrook, Illinois. Yeah. And also with us is Tracy Vowell. She is a chef and farmer and owner of Three Sisters Garden. Welcome both to 720 WGN.
Thank you.
Now, I know that I was just talking about the Green City Market, and I know that both of you have been involved with the Green City Market. Sarah, you were
one of the founding members, so 20 years.
20 years, because it's been around a long time.
It's the 20th anniversary.
Yes, yes. And you're involved with the Green City Market as well?
I'm a farmer with the market, and I was a chef that purchased at the market for years and years before that.
Okay. And Prairie Grass Cafe, where are you located?
Up in Northbrook.
Okay. And so tell me about how Green City Market and farming affects your restaurant.
Yeah, so it's really the inspiration for how I write my menu and what is coming into season. That's what I'm going to put on. And Tracy is one of my key suppliers, farmers, and I use her product that she brings to me on my menu. It's one of the inspirations. So now fall, the acorn squash that are with the chicken is hers. And, you know, we brush it with butter and brown sugar, and it's got pumpkin seeds, and it's delicious. But even on its own, it's delicious because the product's so good.
But you add brown sugar and butter for people like me.
No, everybody likes brown sugar and butter.
That's right. So, for example, if it's spring or summer, that menu is going to be completely different from what you have on your menu right now.
Right. It should reflect what's going on in the season. So we've just come out of this kind of hyper season where it's transitional. So we had a little tomatoes, we had, you know, those kinds of vegetables, and we had some of the squash coming in. And right now is where you see the break, and it becomes more fall product. And you want to tell them?
First of all, Tracy, where is your farm located?
My farm's in Kankakee.
Go get right into that.
My farm is in Kankakee.
And what are some of the things that you grow? Not just what you supply Sarah with, but what are some of the things that you grow on your farm?
We do a bunch of dry goods. So corn for milling, 4 different kinds of dry beans, not soybeans, but edible beans. 2 kinds of popcorn, oats, those kinds of things. And then we do a range of vegetables in season as well. So sweet corn, tomatoes, peppers, squashes, a lot of those typical things, radishes, that kind of stuff. But our bread and butter really is in those dry products. You know, one of the things that we do to just kind of add into that, my parents do have a hardwood forest in Tennessee that's basically a tree farm. On that farm, there are a bunch of pecan trees. So we harvest and bring the pecans back up here. And that's the basis of our work for the winter months.
So it's a family affair.
It kind of is, yeah.
Mike, get me Family Affair by Sly and the Family Stone, please. That's how we do it here. So how has this year been for you? Has it been a bumper crop, as they say?
No, it has not.
Okay.
It has not.
What are some of the problems been?
Rain, mostly. You know, we had 30, 35 inches of rain and almost in about the same number of days. So what happens is, you know, your plants are studded, they're stunted, they're very shallow rooted, and your fertility is washed away, besides the fact that you're set back time-wise. You know, so everything that we did have this year, we had late. And instead of a continuous harvest of, you know, typically we see tomatoes for as much as 7 or 8 weeks, I had 3 this year.
Wow.
You know, so we're seeing about 25-30% of our normal vegetable harvest for this year.
So your revenue was down 20-30% this year as well?
No.
Or is it worse than that?
It's the other way around.
It's down more than that.
Farming is a big gamble, you know, and this year we definitely lost. But it seems that the years that we lose are coming more rapidly than they did in the past.
We've got to take a quick break for news, but when we come back, I want to ask about how Green City Market plays into this. I want to ask about how what you have at your farm and then what the items that she gets and that she and how it affects her menu. I know you've got some great stuff coming up for Thanksgiving at Prairie Grass Cafe. Sarah Stanger, Tracy Val, Prairie Grass Cafe, and Three Sisters Garden joining us here in studio. We'll talk a little bit more with them and might even get to eat a little something coming up on 720 WGN.
Precious, flat tires, road debris, and express lanes that are anything but express. Getting to work every day is a new adventure. Keep your travel times lower with WGN Traffic on Steve Cochran Show, weekday mornings on 720 WGN.
720 WGN here with Sarah Stanger, the co-owner and co-chef of the Prairie Grass Cafe in Northbrook, and Tracy Val. She is the chef and farmer and the owner of Three Sisters Garden, and that is in Kankakee, Illinois. Now, you were saying that there's been a lot of rain.
A lot of rain.
The harvest is down 20 to 30%.
At least.
So your bottom line is down how much this year?
We have it will shake out to be probably 60 or 70% of our total of our total income for the year.
So it's a tough one.
You know, I mean, well, we're really lucky in that our big crops are producing and the controlled crops that we have inside of greenhouses and hoop houses, they are producing. So we've managed to offset it. You know, what I'm looking at is our big project is to create more area that's covered that we can control a little bit more so that when the rain comes, I've got land that's protected that won't be set back.
So you're very fortunate that there are places like the Green City Market that you can go to and you can sell your goods there. Where is the Green City Market located?
Yeah, it's in Lincoln Park on Saturdays, and then it moves into the indoor market, which is in the Peggy Notabart Museum. And
that's something I didn't know. I thought that once fall hit, I thought that the farmer's market was over. I thought Green City Market was over.
You have to go. It's
amazing. But it moves back inside in about a week.
Yes. So there's apples and squash and stuff like that, but there's also greens that farmers have and honey and eggs and, you know, good things.
And what are some of the things that you're selling at Green City Market?
Well, I'll be doing my full line of dry goods. We've got some fall squashes that we'll have, and what, baby greens?
Polenta
and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm. Really nice.
And should people be, if you've never gone to a farmer's market, what's it like? There's just different independent vendors who are there, correct?
Yeah, independent farmers. There's about 50 independent farmers at the full Saturday market.
Oh, okay. So it's not just a couple of people. I mean, it is a big, huge thing.
It's a good size market, and they're all they all have farmer representation at the market. So the farmers are there, and they're all third party certified.
Saturdays in Lincoln Park. It moves inside in about a week. We'll hear more about the Green City Market and more about the Prairie Grass Cafe after the news with Vic Vaughn. 720 WGN. Thank you very much, Vic. Ken Smith with you for about another 25 minutes, joined here in studio by Sarah Stanger, the co-owner and co-chef of the Prairie Grass Cafe, that is located in Northbrook. And Tracy Val is the chef and farmer and owner of the Three Sisters Garden in Kankakee, Illinois. We're just talking a little bit in the break, and I was telling you about how my wife now has the weekends off.
Yeah.
She just changed positions, and I say to her, well, why don't you go to the Green City Market? Go to the Green City Market. Don't get a parking ticket, but go to the Green City Market. Because it used to be every time she went to the Green City Market, 2 weeks later, I'd get a parking ticket in the mail. And I'd open it up, and it would say, oh, yeah, North Avenue, and where's it located?
Yeah, Clark Street,
right, Clark and North Avenue. I'm like, oh, yeah, I meant to tell you about that. But there's parking over there, right?
Yeah, there's parking.
Are you listening, honey?
You can get your ticket validated, and there's also I wouldn't know about the parking tickets because there's chef's parking too.
Ah, there you go. See, you got the hookup.
Yeah.
You got the hookup. So they move inside now.
Yes.
And you're saying that there's about 50 vendors there on any given Saturday.
During the winter, it's a little smaller.
A little smaller.
Maybe 25, okay. 30 vendors.
I'm not sure.
But it goes from what, 7 in the morning, something like that?
8 o'clock to 8 to 1 in the winter, yes.
In the winter, yes. And it's every Saturday.
Through November and December.
Okay, to the end of the year.
Yeah, and then it goes, there's a schedule that you have to pick up.
And so, how dependent are you on Green City Market and on farmers like Tracy?
You know, I'm very dependent on it for inspiration to go and see what's there and to taste it and to buy what I need for my specials and for what I want to put on my menu. But the farmers also deliver, which is great.
So to give people an idea of the type of things that you have on your menu, you brought some food with you today.
I did.
What are some of the things you brought with you today?
One of the things that I wanted to say is, you know, Tracy, for years she's grown these beautiful pumpkins for me, two different varieties. One is a luxury pie pumpkin, which is an heirloom variety, and then what do you call it, a Kankakee brown?
There are heirloom pumpkins?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. So it's like an heirloom tomato. It's like the Rolls Royce of pumpkins.
Right. That's exactly what it is. It's like the Rolls Royce of pumpkins. And this year, because the crop was small, we're going to use them for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So Thanksgiving, you're going to get the great pumpkin pies. Right now, we have pecan pie, and we made apple strudels. So I brought both of those for you to try.
Oh, I hope my wife isn't listening because she's going to expect to get some now. Wow, that's amazing. What are some of the other things that you...
I brought an Italian sausage dish that we like to do. We make our own sausages, and we use meat from Maple Creek, and it's beautiful pork. And then we have from Adams Acres, we've got Swiss chard and kale that's mixed in there, so it's spicy and it has a lot of flavor to it. So that's one of the dishes I brought, and I brought the chicken dish with acorn squash and wild rice that has pecans and roasted grapes.
And are these things on your fall menu now?
Yes, they are.
At the Progress Cafe?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so if that sounded good to you, and I know that it did, people need to stop by the Prairie Grass Cafe. What is your address? Where are you located?
601 Skokie Boulevard.
And do you have a website?
Yes, we do. PrairieGrassCafe.com.
PrairieGrassCafe.com. And, you know, now in 2019, the term farm to table is completely overused.
Yeah.
But to you guys, it really means something. It's not something that should be just glossed over. How important is it that we are having farm-to-table dining?
I think it's central to protecting our food system so that we have access for future generations. It is so important. And the way you can help is by shopping at the market, and you can also donate to Green City Market by going to the website, and that supports our educational components of the market.
Now, something like Green City Market, you know, when I hear farmers market, I think, well, I know when I go to Jewel or I go to the grocery store and there's the vegetables and there's the organic vegetables are always much more expensive. If I go to the farmer's market, if I go to Green City Market, is the food there, is what I'm going to get there be that much more expensive? Are there ways to offset that cost? Is it something that's available to everyone in the Chicago area?
Yes and no.
Okay.
There's a couple of answers to that. One, we do have a link program at the Green City Market, which is great. So
really?
Yes, so it has access, and we do a matching with the link, so that's good.
All right, hold on for 1 second, because I didn't know that. So if you have a link card, if you are on the link program,
mm-hmm.
you can use that link card,
yes,
to purchase.
You go to
the Green City Market,
you go to the information booth, and they charge $15 out, and in return they give you $30 worth of tokens, and then you go through the market and spend
that's unheard of.
Spend your tokens as regular money.
Okay, this is fantastic. So this is just something. So now the Green City Market isn't just something that's available to the chosen few. If you are, and it's so important because Lord knows, if you're on a link program, there aren't a lot of areas in the city where you can get a lot of fresh vegetables, where you can eat well.
Right.
You know, I always tell my friends, hey, yeah, go to, you know, Lake County and go to some of these other suburbs, and you don't see stores selling 2 liters of orange and grape pop and all these different things. And I mean, you can get, you know, you don't see, you're not getting burgers 2 for $1 everywhere. They shovel that stuff down our throat on the west side and the south side, and finding fresh, what it was called, food deserts, right? Where you can't get the fresh yes. vegetables and the good food. So if you go to if you're on the Link program, you can go to the Green City Market and use $15, they will match it, and you can end up getting $30 worth of product.
That's right.
So that basically makes everything at Green City half price if you're
right.
If you're a Link.
And let me just say too that Tracy can testify to this, that if you're gonna cook from all local product, like you're gonna shop there and you're gonna buy the staples like the black beans and the corn or the polenta, it's gonna cost you less than if you go buy packaged food in a grocery store. You have to put the work into it, mm-hmm. but we have chef demonstrations, and we can show people how to use product. We have a chef there that her name is Lisa, and she is always there at the market showing people how to cook.
I guess a simple question would be, I'm talking about, you go to Jewel or whatever and you see the regular price, you see the regular vegetables, you see the organic vegetables, or you're talking about go to a store and you get vegetables, or you go to the Green City Market and get vegetables. What's the difference?
The vegetables at Green City or the organic vegetables that you're looking at in the grocery store aren't nearly as tainted with chemical substances as what is in the regular bin at the grocery store. Typically, especially at market, those items are also going to be fresher, so you're going to actually receive the nutrition that the vegetable grows with, because that nutrition has not been used up keeping that thing in suspended animation while it goes from a farm field to a cooler to a washing system, back to a cooler, to a truck, to a train, to another cooler. It waits for distribution. I think I most recently read that the typical head of iceberg lettuce that's on a grocery store shelf is at least 2 weeks from harvest, the day that the customer purchases it.
So the minute they bring it out from the back, it's already 2 weeks old.
It's in many cases already 2 weeks old.
So how fresh are the vegetables that I'm getting at Green City Market?
If you're buying them from me, we picked them yesterday.
So more nutrition.
Mm-hmm. More nutrition, more flavor.
No chemicals, more flavor.
Integrity.
And it'll last longer.
And you are supporting your local economy.
Which I think is really important.
Which is very important. If we all die off, you really better like those hard red Walmart tomatoes, because that's all that's going to be out there.
People always ask me, why are you still in radio? Radio's a dying business. Why are you still a farmer?
It was almost a dying business, but in the last 20, 25 years, it's slowly but surely seeing a resurgence, because people are looking for food of quality, and it is not available in the grocery store anymore. One of the things that I recently discovered, I mean, I was a chef for 20 years. You walk into a grocery store and you buy a container of heavy cream. Now, to me, in my mind, that is an ingredient. It is not a product.
Okay.
Most of the grocery store brands, especially, but some of the bigger brands as well, are thinking that the thing to do is to water down the cream with milk, then thicken it with carrageenan, add some diglycerides, put that on the shelf, and do absolutely nothing to change the packaging to let you know that now you're buying a processed product instead of heavy cream, which is skimmed off the top of the milk. But it's cheaper.
And it makes them more money.
And it makes them more money, and it makes us fat and sick.
Wow. Okay. See, now that's something I would have never known.
I didn't know it until recently, and it's like I said, I was a food service professional for years.
And had no idea.
I'm horrified by it. It's almost impossible to just find heavy cream that's not certified organic, because all the rest of them have gone to thinning it and then thickening it and putting it in the bottle and still calling it heavy cream as if it was the same thing.
Sarah Stanger from the Prairie Grass Cafe, Tracy Vowell from Three Sisters Garden. I know that you've probably been salivating listening to this conversation. If you are interested in going to the Prairie Grass Cafe, they've been kind enough to bring a few gift certificates with them. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Interested in going to the Prairie Grass Cafe? I might hook you up with a gift certificate. Give us a call, and when we come back, I want you to tell us about that Thanksgiving menu.
Absolutely.
720 WGN. 720 WGN. Ken Smith with you for a few more minutes, joined here by Sarah Stanger from the Prairie Grass Cafe and Tracy Vow from Three Sisters Garden in Kankakee. And we've been talking about your restaurant in Northbrook, and you have a Thanksgiving menu, special Thanksgiving menu that's about to come up. First of all, I don't know how you chefs do it. First of all, it's 120 degrees in the kitchen. You're standing all day. You got to work on all the holidays. Is Thanksgiving probably one of the busiest days of the year for a chef?
It's busy, and it's a trick to do because we only have so much oven space for the turkeys. So we have to like get in there early in the morning, and you know they take a long time to roast.
So it's tough, and more and more people are like, I ain't cooking.
And that also means we have to limit our reservations.
Okay.
So we sell out, you know, so this is like you get another week or couple of weeks to go before we
So if you want to get a reservation for Thanksgiving, should they call the restaurant or
yes.
should they go to your website?
They should call the restaurant, yeah.
And what's the phone number?
847-205-4433.
847-205-4433.
4433, yes.
847-205-4433. Write that down so you can call them in the morning and make that reservation for Thanksgiving. What are some of the things you have on your Thanksgiving menu?
Oh, we do. It's a very traditional menu. It's just turkey with really delicious stuffing and mashed potatoes. And we do sweet potatoes that have a little meringue on them. You know, Tracy comes that day and helps me put the food out.
And you're bringing your pecans, and you're doing all that good stuff.
We have pecan pie, we have pumpkin pie, we have chocolate cake, that kind of thing.
All that good stuff.
Yeah,
all the traditional.
Right, okay. Butternut squash soup to start, that kind of thing.
Cranberry.
It sounds wonderful.
Oh, Ellis Farm cranberries, yeah.
So not the ones that are shaped in a can and have the rings around
yes,
them
sir.
When you take them out, and then you slice them real nice, and then you like tilt
Push
them on
over.
The bias. Yes, right. So it looks real good. Not that one?
Not that one.
Okay, this is the real cranberry.
Yeah,
real
we get
cranberry.
Fresh local cranberries, make beautiful cranberry sauce.
Now, if somebody can't make it to Prairie Grass Cafe for sit-down Thanksgiving dinner, and they don't want to cook for Thanksgiving, you've still got them covered.
Yes, we have a to-go menu. We have a to-go menu and...
Are you trying to kill yourself?
Well,
this is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
This is a lot of work.
But Thanksgiving, people are really... I mean, it's one day that everybody's happy.
It's a big day.
Very grateful.
Well, and to be perfectly honest, I mean, I've been there for a number of Thanksgivings, and they've got it down to a science. You're picking up your food, you better be here. You got between this time and this time, you better come get it.
Or else it's gone.
Yeah, because once service starts, ain't nobody talking about pickup food anymore.
Right,
you
right.
You know, it's distinctly two separate things. It may as well be lunch and dinner.
What's available on the Thanksgiving to-go menu?
Just about everything that's on. It's turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, you know, green beans, that kind of thing.
Brussels sprouts?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts. Oh, yeah, they love the Brussels
sprouts. What about the
sprouts.
Soup? What about the squash soup?
Butternut squash soup, yeah.
And how small an order can you take for Thanksgiving to go, and how large an order can you take for Thanksgiving to go?
Yeah, you can feed your whole family of, you know, 20, 30 people with our
so
stuff.
So if you've got everybody coming in...
Yeah, we got you covered.
You've got them covered.
Absolutely.
How about that? Yeah. That sounds fantastic. Well, again, if you're interested in going to the Prairie Grass Cafe and you want to get a reservation for Thanksgiving dinner, or you want Thanksgiving dinner to go, same process, call the restaurant or go to the website,
yes.
or just call the restaurant?
No, call the restaurant. But I have to say, you should do it right away and not wait, because we do sell out on those turkeys. You can get the sides closer to Thanksgiving if you want, but if you want that turkey, you need to call now.
Any tips you can give the home cook on preparing a turkey? Do you brine? Are you a briner?
I don't. I roast slowly.
Are you a butterer?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And the gravy with all those.
So just like me, you like to butter the turkey up.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the gravy drippings from all those turkeys make the best sauce. So that, I don't know if you can do that.
So you put, but do you put butter on top of the skin, under the skin, mm-hmm. both?
Yes.
Okay, I've also heard a rumor that, okay, some, or I've seen on television, so you're supposed to cook the turkey upside down so that the meat drips into the breast meat and keeps it moist.
We baste.
So, okay, so is that a tip that you would give the home cook?
Yes.
Continually baste?
Yep. We have a timer set. We keep basting.
What about you, Tracy? Any Thanksgiving dinner cooking tips you can give?
Kind of the same. I start really hot and then slow it down and let it roll for a good while. And I would never cook it upside down. You're going to compromise all that skin that's going to be brown and crispy on the top? Oh, no. You can't cook that bird upside down.
I can't wait for Thanksgiving now.
Okay, I would say one thing that I would suggest is that if you're going to make your own, you should go to the market and buy all kinds of different squash and try them for Thanksgiving. You don't have to use just butternut squash. You can use all different kinds.
That's a great time to actually give the Green City Market a try.
Yeah.
When you're buying those vegetables and buying those different root vegetables and things like that for your Thanksgiving dinner. It's a great time to try it out. Sarah Stanger from the Prairie Grass Cafe, Tracy Val from Three Sisters Garden. I hope that next year is a bumper crop for you.
Absolutely.
I hope that the restaurant continues to do well. Have a great rest of the year. Have a great Thanksgiving service.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you coming in. A couple of closing thoughts coming up here in just a second on 720 WGN.